There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? Hello, everybody. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well. And we're ready to chat and find out what's on your mind. It's as simple as a phone call or an email or a Facebook post, even a text. We haven't given that number out yet today, Todd. Text Todd, ladies and gentlemen, and tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Those are the numbers to call. And I'm going to get right to a number of calls that came in last hour. We haven't got to yet that did come in. But in the meantime, if you want to text Todd, you can. How do they text you, Todd? Todd? Todd's unavoidably detained. Right, Manny? Oh, all right. When he comes back, he can tell. I know. I do know.
Well, just walk back in. Why?
We were encouraging folks to text you.
Oh. Yeah, because you don't know the number, because it's like I don't know your number. It's in the speed dial.
226-8503. How's that?
There you go.
You know, just.
I know, we're in this modern day and age where nobody knows any numbers of anybody because they're in the phone. You look up the name.
Yeah, let me say I'm ashamed to tell you that if you said for $1,000, give me the telephone numbers of your three children right now, I could not do it.
Yep, I couldn't give you my daughter's number either.
It's pretty bad. My wife remembers everything. She'd know it in a nanosecond. But I seriously, because they're my favorites, and just one click and boom, there you go.
Your wife is a good mother, which I would expect nothing less than from a Mrs. Hannon.
She is a very good mother, yes. Thank goodness.
I was worried I was going to have to jump in for Todd there for...
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, anytime.
I can't fill in for the radio guy.
So you...
but you're Manny Snerdly. You can, as a Snerdly, you can do many amazing things.
Those are big shoes to fill, though, Todd.
That's right. Tough stuff.
They're only size 11. They're not that big.
800-228-0550. Okay, let's get to some calls here. They're stacking up, so we're going to get to them here. And these are some calls that have come in off the air. And when you call, you have two options. You can press 1 and leave a message anytime, and press 2 to chat with us on the air. Last hour, we talked to a lot of callers live that had different questions and comments, and so we didn't get to a lot of the folks that that called and left a message. We're going to get to these right now. And
hey, Scott, it's John from West Fargo. So I've got a question. I'm a truck driver. And one of the things that I wonder about all the time or think about while I'm driving and listening to your show is why are radio programs 3 hours in length? You know, I was wondering if you could talk about the history of radio maybe a little bit or how that came to be. Why aren't they an hour or why aren't they 6 hours? And then also maybe, you know, not too technical or over my head, but why is it that some radio stations, you know, it seems like they carry for three states and others they carry for, you know, a city, AM and FM? You know, is it a matter of like, you know, your power booster or whatever? If you get 100-watt one, it goes so far. A 200-watt one, it goes further. I think about that stuff all the time. I'm in town today, and I would appreciate it if you just elaborate and bless us with your knowledge. Have a good day, Scott.
Well, why is this program not 3 hours? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, so anyway, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. We appreciate that. You can ask us anything. That's why we do this, especially on Friday. Just have a little fun to ask us anything. As far as the length of the programs, they're all different. I guess I think of Rush Limbaugh's program when it launched was initially 2 hours. It was well-received, so they expanded to 3 hours. And same thing happened with you know, another one of the syndicated hosts I know, Mark Levin. He started at 2, expanded to 3. You know, I guess most of the syndicated shows are 3 hours, right, Todd? A lot of the syndicated programs are, but the local shows are just kind of all over the map, you know?
Yeah.
All over the map.
It ends up being filling in whatever the gap happens to be a lot of times.
True, yeah. And morning shows a lot of times are 5 to 9, right? Or, you know.
5 to 9, 6 to 10 in the case of here, 5:30 to 9 on K-Fire. Right? That varies too.
A little bit different. We just started a morning show on AM 1100, The Flag. That's 2 hours. That's 7 to 9, right? So it just is, it kind of just depends. It really does. There's no real rhyme or reason to any of that. As far as the signal, just in a nutshell, AM and FM stations each have different power levels. In the case of AM, depending on where they are on the dial, the signal goes further with the band, right? So like 550, you can hear it everywhere, anytime, day or night in, North Dakota for sure, but really in many parts of the upper northern plains.
Largest land coverage of any AM in North America, daytime land coverage.
Yeah, and that's because
540 in Regina goes further in miles, but it's a lot more water. One of the other things, too, is soil conductivity as well, which just we're blessed with it here in central North Dakota. We're very blessed with it. You know, there are plenty of other stations on 550 around the nation that are also 5,000 watts that don't get out nearly as far. Their soil conductivity just isn't as good. So that's another big factor.
It is, yeah. So that's with AMs, it is. FMs, it's the height, right, of how high the tower is and how much power you have. You can have a 100,000-watt station. You can have a 3,000-watt station, right? So 100,000 is going to go further. But FMs, generally, you're not going to have – in other words, there's no FM that could go the distance that that K-Fire 550 can go. This doesn't happen in that band, right, even with 100,000 watts. So it's just different bands. Hope that answers your question. Ask us anything, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, we'll get to another call here in a moment that came in off air, but first to a live caller, Andrew in Fargo. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I like your show quite a bit. I've listened to you for years. But I guess, like everybody, a lot of other people, I'm upset with the current administration. And I think a lot of our problems are systematic. And so I've been trying to figure, well, how do we fix this, right? I'm just a ditch digger, manual labor guy, and I got no political clout or anything. But somebody's got to say, hey, no taxation without honest representation. The supreme leader of Iran went on public media and Twitter yesterday saying that Obama's lying to us about what's going on. The guy's a constitutional professor, right, Obama? Yet he swore on the Bible an oath to protect the Constitution, and yet now that he's a lame duck, he's cutting and shredding our Constitution on our rights as fast as he can. It reminds me very much of historical precedences where republics and free societies lose their freedom. Right? Like Caesar, it was in a republic, and he took control of it and didn't step down. I'm not saying Obama's going to do that. I'm saying there's a potentiality for it. What I think we ought to do is have our constitutional convention, which many states have already called for. I'm not really sure how, since I'm on the air, I'm just going to get off and listen to your remarks. But thank you for giving me time to speak.
Andrew, can I ask you a question? How old are you?
I'm 34.
You sound even a little bit younger, but I appreciate fact that you're young compared to me. I would have bet 20 something. But anyway, you obviously care. You're engaged. Do you find your peers in the mid 30s share your? This conversation you have among your peers, your age group.
No, I find my entire generation fast asleep while Rome is burning.
Me too. I think that's the problem. That's the problem you got to fix first, isn't it? Isn't that the problem you got to fix first?
I think that the okay. So like Rand Paul is the only person I would even consider voting for in this election. I think Hillary's a liar. I think most of the other Republicans are liars. But now Rand Paul and his father Ron Paul, although they've been saying what I want to hear. The whole system, I don't think these guys get on the ballot unless they're in the boat for the direction that they're selling this country, which is straight towards a one world government. And I don't like that. So I'm not a Republican or Democrat. I call myself an anti-globalist because I don't think globalism is good for me and my families and my neighborhood. You know, like maybe it's great for Russia and China and India because they have 4 billion people over there.
Now, your question,
military.
Your question of our audience is what? What has you frustrated?
I want people who have political clout to stand up with integrity. I'm wondering, where's Lexington and Concord? Where's the real 2015 Tea Party? I don't mean like 50 people standing in front of Nestle trying to shut it down for pumping water. I mean, where's I want like Rand Paul or somebody with actual power
and honesty. I would argue the real power is with the people, and that's you called yourself earlier just your Joe Average, a ditch digger or whatever, but that's where the power lies, in awakening in real numbers rather than being asleep at the switch, because every one of the quote unquote political leaders has an axe to grind and are quite honestly, not really listen to it. But Andrew, it's a good question. We'll see if others have an answer for you. Tom and Fargo, Sailing Grand Forks, all coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
If you need grain stuff, Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington has it. Their website is grainstuff.com. In a moment, I'll give you their number. Great staff, very knowledgeable, very friendly, get you the products you need. GSI grain bins and dryers, Springland Power Sweeps, Shivers bin dryers, Ritchie livestock waterers, welding supplies, gases, gears, pulleys, even bulk bolts and nuts. Everything you need, grainstuff.com or call 800-859-2032. Carrington, North Dakota's Central Steel Building and Construction.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Mind 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Got a question that we can try and track down an answer for? 800-228-0550. Emails studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Is that what it is?
There, I was wondering if you're going to remember it there.
Yeah, there we go.
Good memory.
All right, here's one that came in off the air.
Hi, my name is Shannon McGrady. I live in Dickinson, North Dakota, and I ran into two issues. My daughter had an emergency difficulty. Her filling came out of her tooth, and now she has a gaping hole and her nervous exposed, and she's in pain. And I am unable to get emergency dental care here. I called every single dentist in town. They are unable to. They're telling me that they cannot accept new patients. One moment they tell me they can see her tomorrow, the next they ask me if she's an existing patient. The moment I tell them no, they are not unable to make accommodations for her. I'm very frustrated. I've never lived in a town where there isn't services like this provided by dentists. I've called around in Bismarck. I've ran into the same problem. And my whole thing is, what is a 10-year-old child supposed to do? Be in pain for a month and a half and then, or go to the emergency room and be on pain meds for a month and a half? I mean, that's just unrealistic and quite dangerous, if you ask me. If you guys can figure out a way to address this, that would be great. It's a real issue. My number is 9.
Don't need the number on the air, but can you imagine? Okay, she has more here.
3305. Thank you.
She's gone now. Did she say in there that she had called the Bismarck dentist as well? Did you catch that? I can't remember if she called back on a second call or what. But anyway, here's the deal. 10-year-old daughter, if you could hear that, with an exposed nerve and can't find a dentist. And calls every dentist in Dickinson, and if you're not an existing patient, so I can't take you. So the first thing I'm thinking is, boy, if you're coming out of dental school, you ought to take a look at Dickinson, number one, which obviously is a community that's growing and bustling and in need of more of everything, including dentists. So there's certainly an opportunity there. But what do you do if you're that mom who calls the dentist, and calls that community and then the neighboring community? I don't know. I don't know what I would do. And I suppose if you're new to town, you don't have a relationship with a dentist, so it isn't like she could be an existing patient somewhere. But, you know, they're not taking anybody anyway, so she couldn't be a new patient. Or her daughter could be a new patient. I would think there's some dentist out there in Dickinson is going to say, yes, you know, that's a problem, you know.
I'd be curious if the dentist situation was full prior to the boom, and then obviously once you had population, if dentists were already kind of booked up, and then you all of a sudden had an influx of people, holy cow, what a problem that creates, not only for dentists, but plenty of other things.
I know that, you know, when I've called my dentist and to leave a message or whatever voicemail picks up, you get kind of the same message. You get kind of the, hey, if you're an existing patient, you know, here you can call the dentist, you know, with your emergency. If not, sorry, we can't help you. You know, call for a regular appointment. But I don't know. Some dentists in our audience maybe can help us, this mom. I feel for her. What's the answer there? I don't know. I'd love to hear from you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And if you've had a similar experience, how'd you resolve it? What'd you do? Tom in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Actually, this has to do with the Minnesota state fishing laws. I'm wondering, what did they do with that? It was to do with the invasive species that you would have to take a class, and then you'd get a sticker for your trailer. Did they stay with that, or did they do anything with that law? Because there was a lot of controversy for a lot of unsuspecting people coming in from other states. Whatever
required
happened with
that. It required you to take a class?
Yeah, that you had to know about the invasive species. They were going to have you take a class either online or someplace before you could fish, so, and then you get a sticker for your trailer. Not for the boat, but for the trailer. And this law was passed at the beginning of this year, and there was some talk in the news, and now that it's going to be fishing season in about, you know, 3-4 weeks of the beginning of May, middle of May. I was just kind of curious as to what happened with this.
All right, I don't have a clue, but we will certainly ask our audience if they want to let us know what the scoop is there at 800-228-0550. And if we don't get an answer by the end of the hour, we'll add it to our list here. And
that's fine.
See if we,
no problem.
See if we see if we can't find something. I'm just looking here quickly on new fishing regulations.
That's what I was just looking at.
Became available March 1st, so not all that long ago here. Bass fishing expands. Sturgeon fishing opportunities expand. Muskie minimum length increased. 2015 regulation booklet. Doesn't look like anything here about taking a class, which you think would be front and center if that's the case. But if anybody knows, there's a lot of anglers out there in our audience. Give us a call so we can get Tom an answer, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Stay right there on the radio, Tom. Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Henry in Fargo has comment on the Dickinson mom that is perplexed over her daughter who has an exposed nerve and can't find a dentist. Any ideas there, Henry?
Well, I was just curious with a couple pieces of information. Is when I was raising my children, I had to take them to like a special doctor because of their age, you know, a younger kid doctor, Dr. Hunter, great doctor. So I don't know if all dentists do 10-year-old. And the other question I'd be interested to know is, you know, does she have insurance or no insurance, or is it one of those type of things?
Yeah, she didn't make it sound like that was an issue. I mean, a dentist probably doesn't care, do they? They just you're going to pay. It's whether the insurance is going to pay or you're going to pay, right?
Well, you know, I don't know. Like, is it like Medicaid, Medicare? You know, some of the state programs that only pay so much. And like we talked about during the Obamacare stuff, they still want to take on any of that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, what she described was, okay, my daughter has, you know, exposed nerve. She's 10 years old. Okay, we'll schedule the appointment. What's the name? Are you a patient? No, we're not a patient. No, we don't take new patients. So it didn't even sound like it got that far to the issue of, you know, what kind of insurance coverage do you have or what kind of how will you plan on paying? I don't know, at least from the information we have. But fair questions you've asked, Henry. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Karen in North Fargo wanted to weigh in on this, too. Got a solution or an idea, Karen, or has this happened to you?
Well, this won't solve the Dickinson woman's problem, but some of the people who are listening to you, like if they're in Cass or Clay County, can go to Fargo No Family Health Care Center in either the Fargo one or the Moorhead one, but their income has to be low enough to qualify. And what happens is, you pay on a sliding fee scale, which can range to only $3 if you're on Medicaid, up right to wherever the upper limit is. I would recommend that they call right away now because there could be a waiting list.
All right. Good point. Thank you, Karen. I didn't get from the mom from Dickinson that there was an issue with the ability to pay. She just wanted to find a dentist that was taking new patients. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can. North Dakota Oil does. Check out NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more about the 81,000 jobs now. That's the number. Isn't that unbelievable? The most recent numbers crunched recently in an economic impact study by NDSU says $43 billion in impact and 81,000 jobs. Pretty extraordinary when we think about that. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, helping to bring you what's on your mind. Also brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, and a call from Garrison earlier, from a listener anxiously awaiting the arrival of his MyPillow edition. So folks all throughout the Northern Plains are getting a better night's sleep thanks to MyPillow. Todd and I, we took one for the team to sleep on these pillows so we could tell you about it.
And, hey, somebody's gonna do it, you know. I mean, we're that kind of people here.
Precisely. So we were charged with being the test market for you, and we said it passes the test, and now folks in record numbers are buying these pillows. So God bless you. We appreciate that. It's the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow, by the way, and the deal you get just for being a What's on Your Mind listener is the 2-for-1 deal on the original classic pillow. So that's a savings of 50%. You get that by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code SCOTT or by calling 800-506-9028. It has this patented interlocking fill. That's how it works. It adjusts to you. Simple as that. You throw it in the washing machine, and it's washable, dryable, easy. Stays cool. No tossing and turning. That's another marvel of this pillow. It has a 10-year warranty, too, so what you pay for this thing is really pennies a night in sleep. 60-night money-back guarantee, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com. Back to the phones here. Sally in Grand Forks wanted to respond to our youngster who called earlier. Is somebody a youngster for 34, Sally? They are to me, but I don't
well, know. I think we can call him a youngster. Okay.
Young adult.
Well, I think he's got some... I mean, I have to admire that the guy has got some ideals, but I would say that, you know, we have a wonderful constitution, and if we would stick to that constitution, I think our country would be in far better shape. But if we don't stick to that constitution, why should we substitute another constitution? I mean, that's just kind of like not really dealing with the problem. And then when he talks about Rand Paul, I think a couple of years ago, I was a big Rand Paul fan. But then I saw some of his activities, and I'm thinking, okay, he's got a lot of opportunities here to actually make some difference in terms of who is going to be sitting in our Senate and our Congress and how our issues are going to be dealt with. And he let us down by not supporting the opponent of one of the worst establishment guys in the Republican Party, which is Mitch McConnell. That was unfortunate. But then I've heard him say some things since he's declared his candidacy, wanting to take laws off the books that result in disproportionate people in prison for it. Well, that's just nonsense. I mean, if we want to do something like that, we can say, well, okay, well, most spouse abuse, it results in a man going to jail most of the time. Yeah, there are women that abuse their husbands, but it's disproportionate. So does that mean that, okay, now this is okay? We have to be rational people here. And I think, you know, I was a fan of Rand Paul's dad. I think Ron Paul had a lot to offer and certainly raised a lot of things that we should have been taking more seriously. But I think Rand Paul is, you know, a flake, frankly. I think wow. Those flip-flops that he can buy on his website for $20 say it all.
All right, Sally, appreciate the call. Rand Paul is a flake. How about that? I asked for one word on our Facebook page to the news that Hillary Clinton is announcing her presidential bid on Sunday, according to multiple news sources. Just to, you know, something different. One word. Just think about one word. Your one word reaction to this news. Cordell said irritated. Don didn't follow the rules. Hal said corruption. Casey says yay. Colleen says Marxist. Michael says pathetic. Daniel says, next. Stephen says, communist. All right. Hillary Clinton announcing Sunday, one word. Lay it on me. Facebook. Mike and Dickinson, I hope you're a dentist, given the fact that we have a distressed mom who called earlier. A couple of text suggestions for her. Check with surrounding towns on dentists. Elgin has one. Mott has one. Another said, have her try Bismarck Dentist. I don't know if I dreamed that, that she said that she had called Bismarck Dentist as well. I don't know, but... more suggestions. We're here to help any way we can. Anyway, Mike, are you a dentist?
No, but I wished I was.
Yeah, no kidding, after that call.
Well, I know what she's feeling, because we were going to a dentist for probably 20-some years. My wife had a issue with her tooth, and she was in pain, and she called him. She said, well, you know, we can't get you in for, you know, about a week or whatever it was. And he's like, really? You know, we'll call you if there's a cancellation. She's like, so what am I supposed to do in the meantime? You know, I can't deal with the pain. She called another dentist. She happened to get in. Guess what? We got a new dentist. After 20-some years going to the same dentist, you know, it's just ridiculous. And I can imagine of being a new person in Dickinson, and it's been like this for years, you know, where you try to get into somebody, and it could be a year, six months to a year before you even can get in for, you know, for an evaluation. So the answer is you got to just keep pounding on the doors, I think. And there is a dentist in Richardson, I believe, still, if she hasn't called them. But whenever I see the sign in Bismarck, when I roll into Bismarck, Dieter Dental, do you have an appointment? When can you be here? What does that mean?
Do you have an appointment? When can you be here? That's what the sign says?
Yeah, there's the big sign when you come in, you know, it's like you don't have an appointment or something like that. When can you be here? You know, which means you don't need an appointment, right?
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, I know he advertises a lot for that, and, you know, there is a good one down in Sturgis if you want to drive a little farther down there, Loftus Dental. I guess they're really good with children and stuff like that, too, but it's a little bit of a drive, but it's...
Sturgis road trip, let's do it.
Yeah. Well,
that's right.
I don't have a toothache, but I don't need another reason to go to Sturgis, I'll tell you. Yeah.
No, but it is really frustrating. I can't, you know, the whole dental thing, it just makes you cringe because... it's like they don't really have time for you and they want their money right away too, you know.
Absolutely, and they can get it, you know. So
that's right. And I guess my suggestion would just be, you know, maybe you gotta start stopping in and just banging on doors instead of phone calls, because, you know, if there's a cancellation, they'll get you in, but
I would think if you got a 10-year-old girl with exposed nerve, I think you walk into most places, they're going to say, we're going to find a way. So,
right. And one of the comments, I had another comment about the guy that called in about the race issue. You know, it's like, let's go to one race, a human race. It was good to hear that, but he's not alone. I think probably about, I think if a person actually got a real poll about that, you'd probably be in the 70%, something like that or better, don't you think?
Yeah, I would, depending on,
But then when you say that, then you're a racist because, you know, you want to eliminate race, so just call it one race, so that now you're whatever. It's just ridiculous.
It is. Not a lot of common sense when it comes to that issue at all. Mike, nice chatting with you. Appreciate the call. Thank you. And some good suggestions for our mom and Dickinson looking for a dentist. Thank you. Jerry and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yes. At any rate, I'm calling because of the undue influence we've got back in Washington, D.C. Now, to go to the inaugural ball that Obama had for his second incarnation, you had to pay $150,000 each person. There was 300 private jets showed up D.C. at the two different airports, so many of them that they had to park them on the grass. Now, anytime we've got, you know, a president that money just absolutely buys, you take Soros, Buffett, and Gates, they pretty much get this guy to tap dance to any tune they want. General Electric, look at what they've done. All these horrible, ugly, useless wind towers we've got out here pumping out electricity, they aren't worth a darn. They only work at best 60% of the time. Lightning strikes one, burns it out. You'll never recover the money from it. But General Electric, because of their undue influence, they don't pay a dime of taxes in the United States, yet they're one of the biggest corporations here. They are able to influence some idiot like we've got in office. Now, anytime you've got 700-800 people show up for an inaugural ball, and they pay $150,000 a shot to walk in there, are they asking for influence or what? We've got the best Congress and the president money can buy. The little guy don't stand a chance. You take a look at the last election, George Soros owned the majority share in the stock.
So how do you think it is that Barack Obama, the Democrats, Harry Reid and company like to say they're the party of the little guy?
Well, yeah, the little guy, you bet.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Nothing but a fascist state.
Yeah, no, what's the solution, Jerry? I mean, my view on money and politics is that, you know, just tell me who's writing checks to who.
The real solution is to go back there and get special forces and run all of them lousy people that peddle influence out of Washington, D.C. When the lobbyists come in...
Special forces? You're talking about a military operation to get the lobbyists out of town?
Absolutely.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, that probably won't happen in the United States of America anytime soon, I'm guessing. But I understand your frustration. But that's not the way you're going to fix it. Calvin and Dickinson sends us a note, by the way. There's a new dentist that just opened an office, and he's a local dentist, Sam Sticka. Is the dentist, and he's looking for patients. We're going to pass that information on to that caller, but for others interested. Chris and Jim sent a note, said, this should let you know about a situation developing in Mandan. Our citizenry have been receiving letters from the city assessor Shirley Shaw informing us of a property valuation increase of incredulous percentages. I personally have read three letters of increases of 25, 33, and 50%. Yes, 50%. We've weathered double-digit growth in our evaluations these last years, but this is preposterous, and we all know these increases translate to much higher property taxes. The City Board of Equalization meeting is on Tuesday, April 21st at Mandan City Hall. I hope others call, text, or email you if they've received similar notices. Emails, calls. One more segment to go. All welcome.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbach.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time to pack up the What's on Your Mind microphones as we're headed to Killdeer, North Dakota, in the Polar Service Center, located there very soon, to tell you about some incredible career opportunities at Polar Service Center. That's right. This isn't a job. This is a career, one that will last. If you're looking, listen up. They need technicians right now, and they're paying $35 per hour and more. That's what the starting pay is, competitive Bakken pay, starting at up to $35 an hour, depending on your qualifications. Plus, listen, there's more. Your choice of free housing in their townhome living accommodations, or a $700 monthly housing allowance, $1,000 cash bonus with your first paycheck, $4,000 retention bonus after your first year, one of the best health care plans in the business, and so much more. And Polar Service Centers are here for the long haul. So come along for the ride. Apply for one of those technician positions by calling Polar Service Center at 507-696-1164 or click the career link at polarservicecenters.com and join us live in Killdeer on the 16th.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
North Dakota legislation. Has the legislature or any of the legislative leaders yet said how much money they may put into the North Dakota School Construction Fund so public schools can borrow for building projects? I haven't heard anything on how much money might go in there for this next biennium, but I'm curious. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call. Love challenges to get you answers. Don't have the answer for you, but we have a number of guests scheduled next week for an update on the legislative session, so we shall ask them. Thanks for the call. Here's another.
Hi. That mother on the dentist call should check with
hospitals in the area, because I know they used to have on-call dentists for that kind of problem, and that would be after hours so that they would see a patient on, you know, weekday after hours or weekends. So give a call to the hospitals and see if they do have an on-call dentist. Then the dentists in the towns usually rotate and take turns at that. That's what they used to do. I don't know if they still do, but it's worth a try.
Kind of you to offer that suggestion. And lots of neighbors helping neighbors today on the program. Charles in Watford City, you're next on the What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Charles. We can hear you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to give a referral real quick. I've been in the Boston area for a while, and I actually just bought a house in Billings. I know this is a stretch, but Lamplighter Dental in Billings, Montana. They got six highly skilled dentists ready to help you out with any need you have, and I've been highly pleased.
All right, that's, so a little bit of a drive, but you can find one, right?
You can find them, and they're all really right. Good, and they're great with kids, so.
We're going to call it Free Plug Friday today on the program. Free plug for your dentist friend in Billings, but that's A-okay. That's A-okay.
Thanks for the
call, Charles. Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Last chance to get in here. Here's some more comments that came in off the air. Others welcome at 800-228-0550.
What I'd like to see is Fargo to get a hangar that would be able to hold an aircraft at least as big as DC-9 or bigger, so that could draw some of the different airlines in there at work. I know when I worked for Evergreen, Airborne, at DHL, some other airlines, all they had was a DC-9, but it was never big enough to, I mean, all the maintenance had to be done outside. And we would have gladly rented a hangar just to keep it warm and make the aircraft save on maintenance. So Fargo could definitely use a large hangar.
Fargo could definitely use a large hangar. Okay, I wonder what, I mean, so there would be more air service, I wonder? And then you have to have the mechanics that work on them.
More places to have your plane, store more planes.
Well, there's plenty of that, but the size, I guess, is what he's talking about, right? To put a big DC-9 in that? I'm not sure what it would accomplish, because there's already, you know, those larger planes obviously service Fargo, as they do Bismarck. In airline service, you know, not all of the services, the bigger planes, but some are. So anyway, interesting. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Anybody else have not got to here, Todd? Let's call in off the air. Let's see here. Here's one I think we've not yet got to. Let's play this one from a little bit earlier.
Guys, I just had something I wanted to get off my chest here, but first I wanted to say that we don't have a program like this in Montana that I'm aware of, and even though I'm not from North Dakota, I still really enjoy listening to your program. Now, to the meat and potatoes of why I'm calling. I have a normal, regular, full-time job that I work every single night, and just to get ahead a little bit, I found something else that I could do during the day, kind of a little side job. Well, they weren't going to take taxes out of it, so I talked to my tax guy. And after Montana gets done taking out, you know, Social Security tax and state tax and yada, 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 I would be giving away 50%. Let me repeat that. I would be giving the government 50% of what I make. Now, the question here is, how do they expect you to get ahead if you're giving away half of everything? Are you kidding me? That's just nuts. Makes me sick. You guys have a great weekend.
Well, very kind of you. Thank you very much. I don't doubt you speak for a lot of people with that frustration. And pay attention to what is going to Uncle Sam and getting engaged on how it's being spent, too. Jim and Wilton, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it's about the gal that's looking for a dentist in out there. I have a dentist in Bismarck, and I hear all the time that they're looking at, you know, that they have openings for new clients and that they're, and you know, they're always asking to call to get an appointment, and they're Dieter Dental out of Bismarck there, and I've had, you know, we've had our kids there all the time, and they're great.
All right. There's another one. Somebody mentioned that earlier, seeing the billboard for him. So great, Jim. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Ben in Jamestown, last call of the day on What's on Your Mind. Tell us. Are you there, Ben?
Yeah, hi.
20 seconds for you. Take it away.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know I stand with Rand.
I stand with Rand. You're a Rand Paul guy.
It's our last chance at a limited government.
All right. You heard the earlier caller kind of dissing Rand? Said he was a flake? Felt you needed to defend his honor?
Him, but I don't know who's going to be better for a Republican.
All right, Ben. Appreciate the call. A little shout-out there to end the program. Okay. That's going to do it. Enjoy your weekend, folks. God bless you. We'll be back Monday on What's on Your Mind. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hammond. See you later. Bye. If you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz, you can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. Even at the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. Valleyimports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.